Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
for Jazz in Sheffield, the one and only Spinning Jazz here with me, Pete Evans, on Sheffield Live every Sunday between 9 and 11. Good morning, everyone. Welcome along. That was Kenny Drew from his album Undercurrent, and a track called Lion's Den in tribute to Alfred Lion, founder of Blue Note Records, along with his pal Francis Wolfe. And it featured Freddie Hubbard on the trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Kenny Drew on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Lewis Hayes was playing the drums, Blue Note Records, 1960. And we're staying in the New York area this time. It's one of our homegrown talents, arguably the greatest jazz talent we've produced in this country, Tubby Hayes. And his second visit to New York resulted in the Fontana album Return Visit. And he's joined by an all-star cast on here, including Jimmy Gloomy, a.k.a. James Moody, and Roland Kirk, both on tenor saxophones. Walter Bishop Jr. is on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Lewis Hayes once again on the drums. And on this track, which is John Lewis's fantastic tune, Afternoon in Paris, Tubby is playing the vibes.
Thank you.
Sunday morning here on Spinning Jazz. That's John Coltrane on tenor saxophone, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Albert Tutti Heath at the drums from 1957 on Prestige Records from the album Coltrane. Coltrane's debut as a leader, and that was a tune called Time Was. We're moving to Riverside Records, 1961, and a fantastic album by Cannonball Adderley with Bill Evans. The album is Know What I Mean. This tune is Clifford Jordan's Toy, and the full lineup is Cannonball Adderley on alto saxophone, Bill Evans on piano, and then the rhythm section is made up of half of the MJQ, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay is playing the drums. Thank you. recorded in LA in 1976, came out on Lester Koenig's contemporary record label. That is the pianist Phineas Newborn Jr. with his trio, Ray Brown on bass and Elvin Jones at the drums, and that was his version of On Green Dolphin Street. The album is Back Home, and you're listening to Spinning Jazz. We'll be right back. Cadet Records. That is Sonny Stitt from his album Mr. Bojangles, and that was The World Is a Ghetto. Before that, from 69 on Freedom Records, it was the title track from trumpeter Charles Tolliver's album The Ringer. Charles Tolliver joined by Stanley Cowell on piano, Steve Novosel on bass, and Jimmy Hopps was playing the drums. And at around about 9:45 here on Spinning Jazz this Sunday morning, it's time for some Gill.
Thank you.
Masahiko Sato on piano, electric piano, and doing the arranging with the Jiro Inagaki, Big Soul Media. Remember, full playlist at spinningjazz.wordpress.com.